Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Sebuah laporan dari Grattan Institute pendengar memperingatkan bahwa pelonggaran pembatasan dapat membuat Australia berisiko mengalami gelombang kedua infeksi virus corona. Hal ini disampaikan ketika Victoria berurusan dengan lonjakan signifikan kasus COVID-19. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Amy Hall. Pelonggaran pembatasan yang terlalu cepat dapat memicu terjadinya gelombang kedua infeksi virus corona di Australia. Ini adalah peringatan dalam laporan baru dari Grattan Institute yang berjudul Keluar dari penguncian atau lockdown COVID-19, langkah selanjutnya untuk perawatan kesehatan Australia. Penerbitan laporan ini dilakukan ketika Victoria memperpanjang keadaan daruratnya setidaknya selama 4 minggu dan memberlakukan kembali beberapa pembatasan dikarenakan peningkatan kasus yang signifikan. Berikut ini keterangan dari Dr. Stephen Duckett, Direktur Program Kesehatan dari Grattan Institute dan salah satu penulis bersama dari laporan ini.
The Commonwealth Government especially was urging the states to lift the restrictions early. And what we've seen is that was the wrong decision. That was the wrong call. The right call would have been to keep the restrictions just a little bit longer to get rid of more infection, so the risk of infection spreading was going to be lower, and we could have been in a much better situation today than we actually are.
Angka yang dimiliki pemerintah menunjukkan lebih dari 80% kasus baru COVID-19 di Australia dalam kurang lebih seminggu terakhir tercatat di Victoria. Kepala Dinas Kesehatan Victoria, Profesor Brett Sutton, mengatakan rasa puas diri terkait pengambilan jarak sosial ini telah memainkan peranan penting dalam peningkatan jumlah kasus di negara bagian ini.
There's fatigue about this globally. This has been going on since the beginning of the year, and it is incredibly hard to sustain behaviours that are not natural to us. We all want to see friends, we all want to see family, we all want the kind of psychological break of doing things that are normal. And so, yes, there has been a drop-off in the kind of constraints that people have put on their lives. That's happened across the world.
Dr. Duckett mengatakan, sangatlah penting untuk memusnahkan sikap puas diri terkait langkah-langkah pengambilan jarak sosial. Ia mengatakan, jika hal ini tidak dilakukan, wilayah-wilayah lain di negeri ini dapat mengalami peningkatan jumlah kasus.
This complacency is something we're going to have to worry about all the time. We are still in Victoria and New South Wales living with the coronavirus circulating in our communities, so we've got to be careful all the time.
Dr. Duckett juga mengatakan bahwa untuk memastikan agar masyarakat tetap waspada guna melakukan pengambilan jarak sosial, ini sebagian besar bergantung pada pesan pemerintah yang sederhana dan konsisten.
I think the signal the Victorian government has sent is that, look, these people breached the restrictions. These people allowed this the pandemic to restart, so we have to be tough on everybody. And so sending the signal, we are going to toughen up to stop things getting really out of control.
Profesor Brett Sutton mengatakan otoritas Victoria berfokus pada mendidik dan terlibat dengan masyarakat guna memastikan mereka sepenuhnya memahami perlunya menjaga jarak sosial.
There'll be real efforts on engagement, awareness and sustained behaviour change. So we will also have door knocking that'll involve non-governmental agencies. We've had an ongoing working relationship with the Victorian Multicultural Commissioner. I've spoken to faith-based groups and we will work with local trusted community leaders, with CEOs of council, with mayors to use everything at our disposal to raise awareness because this is not always just an issue of willful neglect, if you like, of the directions. It is sometimes literally lack of awareness.
Dr. Stephen Duckett mengatakan, pembukaan kembali tempat kerja, pendengar, menimbulkan risiko infeksi tertentu, terutama karena penyebaran virus corona ini terjadi dengan lebih cepat di dalam ruangan. Ia mengatakan kantor-kantor seharusnya dibuka kembali secara perlahan dengan sebanyak mungkin orang terus bekerja dari rumah untuk membatasi risiko infeksi.
With workplaces, especially large workplaces, there's a lot of interaction. A lot of interaction in the kitchen, a lot of interaction people moving to see each other. It's very hard to do. You know, you can always sort of, you when you're conversing with someone, you want to be closer than 1.5 meters apart. It's going to be hard on all of us to do that, but it has to be done.
Ia juga mengatakan jika gelombang kedua infeksi ini benar-benar terjadi, maka pembatasan yang diberlakukan pada warga Australia mungkin perlu lebih ketat lagi daripada yang sebelumnya diberlakukan.
One of the things about infections is that you've got to get on top of them and get on top of them quickly. So you've got to stop the spread through testing and contact tracing, locking down townships or suburbs if you can. So it means if we're going to control the spread, we've got to continue to be vigilant, we've got to continue to be quite tough on lockdown restrictions.
Anda dapat mengikuti perkembangan informasi tentang virus corona dalam bahasa Indonesia pendengar melalui sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.